The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, it's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And Matt, that brassy fanfare sounds a little out of place for the movie we're going to talk about today.
Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is now playing in wide release all over the country. This is the new documentary about Fred Rogers, of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood fame, and it's directed by Morgan Neville, who recently won the Oscar for documentary feature for 20 Feet from Stardom, which was about background singers for the Rolling Stones and Sting and people like that. So this is moving. It's touching. It kind of goes through how the show started. It talks about how the sets were very cheap. It's really not a way to do good television, yet it somehow worked, I think, because of his voices and his genuineness with children. When it started in Pittsburgh on public TV in 1967, there's not a lot of new information here, I guess. I didn't expect anything new. But it is certainly well done. It's well crafted. It's well edited. You've got all the interviews with all the people you're kind of expecting to be interviewed about Fred Rogers' life, including his two sons and his widow and people that worked with him. I think what I come away with the documentary, Doug, and I think it's probably the early front runner for the Oscar documentary, I would guess. It's got all kind of the elements, I think, that the Oscar documentary jury is looking for. What comes through is, I think, how his message of, you know, kids are people, you have to talk to them, you have to be make them feel special. I'm not sure that it is translated into modern television. You know what I'm saying, Doug? I think there's a lot of television out there that's geared toward kids that isn't what Fred Rogers wanted it to be. Now, when you get outside the PBS system, that's really the case with a lot of children's television.
Oh, yes.
And you see in the documentary how Rogers did not like that kind of television. I think a lot of people think there's room for both. That's really interesting, I think, is his views on television and how it was kind of misused, I think, through the years.
I think he found a lot of children's television, modern children's television, to be too violent.
Yes, he did. That is talked about in the documentary about how much of it was too violent. Has there been an impact on kids with that? I mean, we can debate that forever and ever. But I think what comes off in the documentary is this is how he was in real life. This isn't some act he put on. He went into the dressing room and he was some guy throwing stuff. That wasn't him. This is actually who he was. And I think it would have been difficult to fake that on television. It comes off as genuine. This is who he was. He was really this good of a person. And no matter what people try to find to criticize him about, he kind of maintained it above the fray.
Well, I have seen this documentary, so this is one of those rare times when you and I have actually been to the same movie about the same time. And I was very impressed with it,
Particularly
the way the show started, because that was back in the days when pie in the face was sort of considered children's entertainment. Mm-hmm. Before now, we've got superheroes and, you know, all that kind of slapstick in cartoons and things like that, too.
He was very radical. I think that's what the message of the documentary is what he was doing was radical at the time. And it was followed very closely by Sesame Street and Electric Company and shows like this. Mr. Rogers came a couple years before Sesame Street. And you really get the alter egos of Fred Rogers. Daniel the Tiger is talked about as that's really Fred Rogers as a boy. And then sometimes when Fred Rogers would want something or get a little more stern, that was King Friday. So you have all these alter egos of him on the set. And that was interesting as well to me. There was a couple things I was hoping for a little bit more. It's a great film. I love it just like you do, Doug. But there's an early soundbite. I can't remember who the man's name is, where he talks about, I really wonder, was his impact that great? Because it doesn't seem like it is when you watch children's television. And then he talks about that, and it never goes anywhere from there. And then at the end, Doug, there is this faction out there that criticized Fred Rogers because of the every kid is special just because you are you. And this is the participation ribbon, participation trophy criticism of society that every kid gets a participation ribbon. And so there was some of that. They show brief clips of people saying, did Fred Rogers ruin an entire generation, which he didn't. That's ridiculous. I think the criticism is ridiculous. But I would have liked to have seen a longer soundbite from someone who really believes this. That would have been interesting to throw in just to kind of get that perspective. Instead, what they do is they have someone who's a Fred Rogers fan explain what the criticism was. So maybe a little bit more on that would have been kind of interesting to give it more of a dual side to the documentary, because everyone interviewed, you know, loves him, and that's great. Most people do. But there was this camp out there, Doug, that thought that he told all kids they were special and they didn't have to earn anything to be special. That's kind of an interesting – I don't agree with that, but it's interesting.
Well, I was entering adulthood when the show started on the air. So for me, the Fred Rogers neighborhood was sort of him putting on the sweater and then mm-hmm. I was someplace else. What I was really touched by – in this documentary was when he dealt with some very difficult yes. issues like war, like assassination, and treated kids who were certainly seeing this stuff everywhere, but who was talking to them about this. And that was, I thought, very deep, very moving.
That is the most interesting thing about his show, is he did talk about the Bobby Kennedy assassination. He shared a foot pool with Officer Clemens, who yes. was black.
Yes.
And that was radical for the time, that you can put your feet in this cool water on this hot day with me and I don't care. So that was very radical at the time. And I think what he was very good at was talking to kids about their feelings, and that if a toy loses its ear in the laundry, that's an important event to a kid. It might not seem important to you or I, Doug, but it is to that child. And that's what he was very good at. He was a master at it. And really, there hasn't been anybody like him since. There really, who is the Fred Rogers now? I suppose there's people out there like him, but he truly was a visionary. I don't think he thought he was a visionary. Maybe he did near the end, but this is well worth your time. It's very interesting. It moves fast. There's not really any kind of crazy new techniques that Neville uses in terms of documentary filmmaking. There's not that going on, but it's definitely worth a look.
Well, it had a very big audience when I saw it at the Fargo Theater, so obviously it's catching on. It's getting attention.
There are certain documentaries like the Al Gore documentaries that do have an audience out there that can make it a box office hit for a documentary. This is one of those for sure.
All right, so a thumb up
yeah,
for
yes.
this one.
Oh, yes.
And let me put mine up, too. My Oscar trivia question is about documentaries. The Academy Award for Documentary Feature is an award, of course, for documentary films. What was the first time this was awarded, and it was probably not bestowed as a documentary award in this case, but as a special award very quickly became a documentary award? What year?
Around 37, wasn't it, Doug? Something like that?
It's later than that. It's 1941.
42. Okay, I was going to say 42 is my second guess. And they were kind of war documentaries typically that won those early awards.
They were. Both of them were. Kukan
right.
and Target for Tonight.
Yes.
All right. A little bit of history. We finally stumped Matt O'Lean.
At least I was in the right area code.
We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.